Hey, for everybody. I'm John Toole, Executive Director and CEO of the Computer History Museum, and welcome to our home, new home. It's just our Alto phase, and it's great to host BCF. This is one of the best celebrations. We're celebrating the Alto. So how about a good lead song, Happy Birthday?
Sure.
Not me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alto.
Charles, would you want to take the honors?
Or no, John is
still. How about John?
How many people can put their hands on there?
All you guys on the panel, go for it.
Okay, go.
All right. Fantastic. Now you got to finish it. Blow the candles out.
Okay.
Got to blow the candles
out. Now you have to cut the rest of it and serve.
Sure. Right. Fantastic.
That's good.
You're going for the icing.
Is that an edible Alto?
May the next one be as successful as this.
There we go.
Who would have thought? You know?
Who would have thought?
It's all a birthday. Way more pieces than there actually are Alto era.
We're leaving the Alto intact here.
Who does that? Push it over there.
Remember the Alto?
I remember
the Alto. I used it back
4 years ago.
I don't think it is.
Right.
You'd like me to cut the
fact as long as we can. It's a preservation mission, right?
Start again. We usually saw this up at Xerox Park.
I said I used to use it when it was up on the Hanover Hill, which was, they had one set up in a little room there. They had an organ set up. I remember the names of the songs were things like The Happy Hacker, and you could play, you know, this electronic music, computer music from the Xerox Alto. It was right next to a laser printer, one of the very first laser printers, and those of us that had access to this facility were sworn to secrecy for, well, this laser printer and of course all other products there, because these are all of course rather top secret. But
it was the early days.
It was impressive, yes. I think I still have some printouts from them that don't really measure up to what you have now, of course. But it was a laser printer. It was a very large device. I remember it was about this high off the floor and about 3 feet deep and probably about 10 feet long is what I remember. And there was nothing to see. It was all just in a cabinet. But that was a laser printer. Wow. And I don't know the model or any other things. So probably it's a research.
Would you say its major contribution to the evolution of software was the WYSIWYG environment or product?
Well, I mean, it was obviously inevitable because once the price of memory dropped so that you could do graphics of that scale, it was just inevitable. Yeah. Xerox being the research center that they had the minds and they had the money and everything like that, they just did it first, not meaning to diminish the value of their work.
Because they had the resources, huh?
They had the resources, so they were able to do it first. But you also got great things like object-oriented programming, the graphic user interface, PostScript came from there, Ethernet came from there, a whole series of, you know, the most important inventions of that era all came from Xerox.
Yeah, interesting environment. That's some kind of...
It turned out one of my dads was the director of all of that. Huh. One of my friend's dads.
Huh?
I didn't find that out until years later, by the way.
That wasn't what got you access then?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Interesting.
Actually, what got me access is Alan Kane and Dole Goldberg were very big in working with the school, so they did a deal with Joan Targ that got us then students, you know, in the Palos Alto School District access to there. So we were able to go up and check out their hardware and,
you know,
that's how we had access.
That's so cool.
That's what inventions are.
Yeah, let's start off.
You want to go off and do things that nobody's working. Okay. That part